This week on Foodception, we're going in a slightly different direction, looking at another sense that we use when we're eating. Now, I love food, and that love has taken me all over the world, collecting memories along the way. Whether it's the vibrant colours and smells of the daytime food market near my grandparents' home in Malaysia, or even the smell of burning meat outside a Berlin club at 3 a.m. that gave me just the right amount of energy to stay a couple more hours. Smell is the unsung hero of our five senses, and recent neurological studies suggest a strong link exists between the loss of smell and brain injuries and brain-related illnesses. In fact, more than 90% of people living with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's have some level of smell loss, or it's just completely gone. American scientists, back in June, published a paper in Lancet Neurology on using olfaction, that's our sense of smell for ordinary people like you and me, as an early indicator for those illnesses. And all of this got me thinking, are there many ordinary smells out there, or maybe quite specific smells, that get people remembering a particular cherished moment in their life? Could it be really positive, a really high moment, or perhaps a really deep, sad, or heartfelt moment? I went out into the streets of London, and here's what I found out.
How are you today? I'm good, how are you?
Not bad. So, have you ever heard of sometimes when you walk past a shop or a supermarket or a restaurant, and you smell something and it triggers a kind of memory that you have?
Yeah, I think all food triggers memory. Whenever I think of food, I just think of where I was when I was eating it and the memories that surrounded it, so yeah.
And do you have a specific food memory?
Yeah, I think for me, if I were to think of something off the top of my head, food that would evoke memory, it would probably be my mother's chicken soup. So I'm Jewish, and every Friday night is, Friday and Saturday is like the Sabbath. So that's like a holiday that we celebrate every week. And a tradition or a custom in Judaism is to sit around the table on a Friday night with your family and eat traditional Jewish food. And one of those traditional dishes is chicken soup. And every Jewish mum makes her chicken soup in a different way. So my mum makes her chicken soup with celery and with carrots and with onion, and we have like croutons to put in it. And it just evokes memories of family, friends around the table, just like taking a break from like the busy week ahead and just sitting around and enjoying their Friday night dinner. And yeah, it just makes me think of like warmth and family. And yeah, I think that would evoke the strongest memory in my mind.
The people at the table next to us were eating bibimbap, and just the smell of the bibimbap, of like the sprouts and the gochujang and the sesame oil, like mixing together in like an amazing fugue, just it made me feel really good and really happy.
So Christmas,
yeah,
and specifically last Christmas in my student house, where we would make mulled wine in our slow cooker in the middle of the table, and we'd bung, I mean, it, mostly cloves and cardamom, because what else are you going to use them for?
True.
Bung them into the slow cooker, oranges, red wine, lovely things. And we would sit round the table and just chat for hours and hours on end.
I'm a huge fan of the ocean. I spent a lot of time growing up living on a beach. And every morning I would wake up as the sun was rising, step out onto my balcony, and take a big deep breath in of the fresh sea air. You know, it brings back lots of memories. Although sometimes there's something called red tide, which actually smells rancid. So sometimes I get a shock after I was taking that deep breath.
The food that reminds me of my childhood is the colorful popcorn that you get in packets, like from street vendors and stuff. Really takes me back. Yeah, it just reminds me of, you know, how easy life used to be and carefree and no worries, no debit orders.
I suppose like the smell of like a burning fire always brings like memories of my family holidays when I was like skiing, because I was like in the Alps, like all the little pubs you go to after the day skiing, or like when you're like all sitting at home, all the chalets have like wood burning fires. So I always probably think back to family holidays when I like smell like a burning flame.
I would have to say smoked paprika is especially sort of evocative of the time I spent in Valencia in Spain, because a lot of the food that they make in Spain is actually prepared with paprika.
Oh, cool.
Such as the famous chorizo, but also a lot of the other dishes. So there was some, also it reminds me of when I was in Hungary, because they have smoked paprika in a lot of their food there as well.
So there we have it. Lots of people have different views and memories that they definitely think about whenever they smell something, whether it's just a normal smell or even a food-related smell. I'm just going to end this food section with one of my favourite food memories, and actually it was something that I was able to recreate a few months ago when I was back with my family in Malaysia, and we stayed near my grandparents' home. There are loads and loads of hawker stalls, so street food markets all around the area, and it's just a natural, normal thing for people at dinner time or to go out and get breakfast, some kind of fried noodles, and it's all these wonderful smells that unfortunately you can't get here, seeing all the fire all out and wafting in when that sort of smell hits you. It hits your noses, it hits your brain, and it's going to be something that's permanently in my mind for the rest of my life, and it's something that I really, really enjoy. So that was this week's foodception. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a little bit different this time round. We'll probably do it again sometime.